Check, check. Someone up there likes me. Welcome back in the zone. It's really cold. I wonder why.
Be careful over there, my man. You're going to electrocute yourself.
Appreciate you being with us. We'll talk more about the coaching search. I got some great emails. And I'm sorry to the caller earlier. We still have not had one person that's in support of Ron Zook become the next head coach at Arkansas. In fact, Eric says, guys named Ron I'd rather have than Zook. Ronald McDonald. Ron Reagan. Could be tough. Ron Reagan Jr. Ronnie Millsap. Ron Howard. Ron Jaworski. Meta World Peace Ron Artest.
Ronnie Artest.
Ron Dane. Ron Paul. My personal favorite, Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy. Don't see him being much of a head coach. But, I mean, he could always threaten the guys that if they didn't start tackling better, he's going to take his shirt off and bare his disgusting hairy back. Anyway, we mentioned Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge earlier. We're going to visit with our friends from there in just a moment because they are helping to put on our big event on Thursday.
Kickoff. It's back.
Before we get to that, though, the second biggest thing going on in the last week, in addition to Big Downtown Thursday, of course, would be the MTV Awards that happened over the weekend in L.A.
We now welcome into the zone from the offices of MTV in New York City and online at buzzworthy.mtv.com. Standing 5 feet 1 inch tall, but towering head and shoulders over her fellow entertainment bloggers. Out of James Madison University, with her finger on the pulse of pop culture and her eye on the stars, MTV's buzzworthy blogger, Tamar Anatai.
Well, Tamar, it's safe to say the James Madison Dukes had a better weekend than the Arkansas Razorbacks did, but that's neither here nor there.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you guys.
Well, at least you know what happened. How has your husband been this week, being a Wisconsin fan? We've all been in mourning together.
Well, I'll tell you, I just got back from L.A. At the beginning of this week. So my mind has not been on sports. But when is my mind on sports? Rarely, unless they involve Jessica Simpson or someone married to a sports figure.
Right. But he's okay? I mean, he hasn't, like, freaked out or lost all will to live or anything.
No, he's okay. It's just the beginning of the season, right?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately,
I knew that.
Yeah, at least we didn't get our hopes up. I guess we got that going for us. Well, let's talk about the MTV Music Awards from last weekend. Some interesting sidebar stories. I heard there was some ladies not being so nice to each other, and then there were some tattoo stories that came out of there. What was your take on all that?
Well, I thought the show was great. I thought it was like a huge, like a really strong show of talent. I don't know if you guys saw all the performances. It was like a very performance-heavy show.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite into the Rihanna performance. I don't know if you guys caught her opening the show.
No, I missed it, but she got a lot of good buzz out of that.
Yeah, and shameless plug, you can watch them all on vmas.mtv.com. So if you missed it, you can always see everything that happened there. Got all the performances up. But yeah, she must have been in an inky mood, as she always is, because she got a massive tattoo shortly after the show. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you caught that, given that the photos were fairly revealing.
Oh, we don't miss any revealing photos.
I actually have
that.
Not seen hers. I saw that. Chris Brown's. I've not seen hers.
Well, so first of all, I feel like you're slipping. Shame on you, because she tweeted a photo, and you could see a little bit more than just her tattoo. Because am I allowed to say underboob?
Yeah, I think you just did.
There's no profanity there, and it is her under boob area. I guess the technical term would be the sternum.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a large Isis, the goddess Isis tattooed, I mean, all the way across the front of, from one side of her rib cage to the other. And it is in memory of her recently departed grandmother, who she referred to affectionately as Grand Dolly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's there, and it's really big. You can't miss it.
How's she ever going to get Chris Brown back? She starts tatting herself up like that. Come on.
I have to be honest. Rihanna does not do it for me.
Well, then you need glasses, sir.
Not whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree. You need glasses. Did you see her at the VMAs? I mean, she had She had really, really short hair, kind of like a Caesar cut, and most people would not be able to pull it off, but she looks like Halle Berry. She looks unbelievable. She was just wearing like a simple white dress and just looked, she reminded everyone, you know, she's pretty like street and thug on her Instagram and on her Twitter, but she can pull off a red carpet look just as quickly as she can pull off the enjoying some of the Earth's greener offerings, if I
you
may
can.
Say that so obliquely, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, she.
I'm just trying to keep myself out of trouble here. But.
I understand. I'm catching the insinuation there. She just doesn't do it for me, but whatever.
I'm
I
do trying like, to be opaque.
I do like her music. I just don't. I guess maybe the whole I still like Chris Brown thing bothers me, but whatever.
She's thug, man. She's street.
I know.
She is street. So then, as you may note, as you may have read, Chris Brown then revealed a surprising tattoo. It wouldn't be my first choice of tattoos. Unfortunately, it's on his neck, and it looks a lot like Rihanna when he beat her face in. Again, not really the kind of thing I'd like to memorialize or pay tribute to on my neck. He swears that it is not Rihanna, that it's a cross between a Day of the Dead sugar skull and a MAC Cosmetics design he saw. I'm sure MAC is thrilled about that. It looks a lot like Rihanna.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then just today, the plot thickens because he revealed another tattoo in the same exact place that she got her ISIS tattoo, and it's a fighter jet, and it looks a lot like her tattoo, you know, with like the big wingspan, and yeah, so there's...
They got matching tattoos?
I don't know if they're communicating via tattoos. The whole thing is interesting, and it's hard to get your head around, quite frankly.
How about some behind-the-scenes stuff? Did you get any?
Let's see. What did I... behind the scenes, another shameless plug, I got to present Coldplay with the Best Rock Video Award, which was on our Facebook stream. So that was really cool. Otherwise, we just saw a lot of Katy Perry and Rihanna being BFF. They're, like, inseparable.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know there was that, you know, there were those rumors that they got in a fight backstage, but I don't believe any of that stuff. Just a lot of
who is hooking up? Who is hooking up? That's what I really want to know. Katy Perry and Rihanna, maybe get a little smooch.
I don't. I think that they are, you know, they're super besties, and they probably like to hug and be affectionate. And
who else? Who else? Who's cheating on who? Come on, give me the dirt.
Would you be affectionate with either one of them? You know, I didn't get any like making out. We got a good moment with Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner backstage. They hugged and were quite sweet to each other. It seems like, you know, they're never ever getting back together, but they're quite...
What's
silly.
Ethel Kennedy think about that?
Wait
I don't
minute.
Know. I haven't talked to her this week, but when I have my weekly tea on Friday with her, I'll bring it up.
Do you know who that song is about?
Do I suspect it's about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'll buy that, because I know, I'm sure it's not about the, who's the dude that dated everybody?
John Mayer.
John Mayer, thank you. Yeah, I'm assuming it's not about him, because I'm assuming
he never
asked for him back. Once he breaks up with a girl, it doesn't seem like he ever is interested in going back there anyway.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about it. Well, Dear John is, you know.
That's true. No, that's her.
Who did he just get back with, John Mayer?
He got back.
Apparently, he and Katy Perry hung out that night, and they've been partying and doing whatever together. Although, I thought of you guys because I read something really funny on the VH1 Celebrity Blog, which you should check out. They're friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Minka Kelly is dating... Who is she dating these days?
Not Derek Jeter again, is she?
No, it's not Derek Jeter, but they referred to her as the female John Mayer, which I thought was hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Right? Because she also
uses him up and kicks him to the curb.
I don't know. I think anybody uses up Derek Jeter.
Well.
He's pretty much on the... He's on the user and she's on the UZ.
Okay, well, he's the exception to the rule.
Fine,
for us.
Fine.
How dare you question me?
So did anybody
Kelly's
hit on
ability?
You, Tamara?
Apparently it's Chris Evans that she's allegedly dating. Oh, and of course I forgot to mention the biggest backstage. You know, was backstage and front and center. I didn't catch any.
Didn't Rihanna have the biggest backstage? Or are you talking about Venus Williams?
Ayo, the Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose announcing her pregnancy.
They're together.
Oh, my God. Aren't you glad that I call in? Of course they're together. Where have you been?
Jeez, black and yellow, black and yellow. I had no idea.
Where have you been all my life? Yes, she was on the red carpet with Wiz, looking quite pregnant. She looked amazing, though. I mean, she just was so put together. And they could not have been cuter. They were just
She's a good-looking gal.
Oh, she's beautiful. And they were just doing that, you know, she was doing that cute little wiping the schmutz off his face, like, you know, just like they're so, so in love.
That's
so
nice. There's so many guys who were happy to pick up Kanye's leftovers. That's so nice.
Well, Kanye's a leftover guy himself.
That's true.
He's
How about
a
the
sick animal. What's
I'm not
wrong
even
with
getting
him?
Into that. That is bizarro world. Kanye's out there, man.
And he's rapping about his,
whatever,
his girl, talking about how he used to watch the...
Yeah,
film
I don't
all the time.
No, I don't want to talk about it. Hey,
you don't have to. You just have to listen.
I don't even want to talk around it. Tamar.
You can't handle it. I love it.
It's just not on the air. It's just I'm over it. This week, Dave Matthews' new album out. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it yet. I just got a promo copy of it.
Okay, well, let me know what you think, because I'm going to talk about it next week a little bit.
Oh, we're going to talk about Dave Matthews? Okay.
Do you like
Dave
Matthews?
No. Talk about it when I'm out, please.
Do you?
He's terrible.
Do you like Dave Matthews?
I grew up in Virginia. I went to, you know, I was like in middle school, high school when he, you know, Under the Table and Dreaming, like the big early years.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to him that much in, you know, recent years, recent albums, but I certainly respect his work ethic and his, you know, his commitment to his art. I mean, apparently, like his fans, that's like going to church for them.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's almost like it's like Fish or Dead. I mean,
yes.
I don't want to be blasphemous to Grateful Dead fans. I'm not putting it on the same scale, but I mean, his fans are very passionate in the same way.
And what's the big deal with his news?
He has a new album out.
Oh.
You don't care. Pat, you don't like him, so it doesn't matter. To you.
No.
But anyway. All right.
Oh, and by the way, I have to share another red carpet. It's all coming back to me now.
That's good. All right. Moment of clarity. I like it.
So Miley was on the red carpet. I'm so into her new look. I don't know. I feel like you guys are just going to, like, pan it.
Did she steal it from Pink or did Pink steal it from her? I think she looked good.
I think she looks awesome. She's got such a face that, like, you can really do whatever.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true. She could go shaved head and still be cute. You're right.
Oh, yeah. She's got a really striking face. So she looked unbelievable on the red carpet. And she was really, like, the person who took everyone's breath away. So, you know, she had her awesome new hair, and Pink had her similar hair. But I met her sister, Brandy, on the red carpet, and she is a total doll.
Did she perform?
And I'm not saying this just because she's a celebrity or related to a celebrity. She has a little pop, like a sort of up-and-coming pop band called Frank and Daryl, and you should listen to them because they're very, very good.
Okay, Frank and Daryl.
Yeah.
Put that on the list of to-dos, Pat.
Yeah, it's Frank plus Daryl. If you go to Buzzworthy, we've covered them quite a bit. We've got all kinds of Frank and Daryl stuff up there.
Well, here's the problem, Tamar. We are very much locked into football mode, so we sort of pay attention to nothing else, but I promise you I will step up my entertainment game by next week.
Yeah, next week you should be, it should be like old hat to you by now, football.
Yeah.
Once you're out of, because this is like, this is your big football moment until the Super Bowl, right? Or until the playoffs or until the U.S. Open? I don't know.
After last week with Arkansas and Louisiana Monroe, I may not watch football the rest of the year, to be honest with you, but we're going to make the best of it.
Well, then we'll have more time to talk about Rihanna and Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus and Chris Brown and really weird tattoos and things
that
make us feel uncomfortable.
See, the problem is Chris Brown thinks every girl has a striking face. Sorry. Okay, listen, we appreciate you. We'll visit next week.
So good to talk to you guys.
Take care, Tamar.
Hey. All right, bye.
I can't stand Chris Brown, and because of the fact that Rihanna can, transitive theory, I guess, transitive property there, I can't stand her. Because
all right.
I know, it's not right, but, OU fan.
How you all doing today?
Totally awesome. How are you?
Not too bad. I got a couple questions for you.
Answers.
NFL, Niners, do you think they're a better team this year and they can make the Super Bowl and win it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and they get obviously got a good coach right now. What about their old coach? Why don't you go after Mike Singletary? Everybody's throwing John Gruden out there.
Can't do it. Can't have it. No, no, no. I'm okay with that.
I mean, he motivated that team from what Nolan had it at.
That's true. They were definitely improved.
So I was just wondering about that.
There is a risk involved with hiring a guy who doesn't have head coaching experience at the college level, though.
I understand that.
You don't get to bring your GM with you to the college level, unfortunately. Donna.